Scano, Sago, greetings, Six Nations. Happy Tuesday, May 5th, to everyone tuning in. I'm Lori Davis-Hill, Director of Six Nations Health Services, and I want to give thanks to everyone for taking the time to tune in and listen to our daily health podcasts. We aim to provide listeners with important COVID-19 health information, be it tips, notices, educational pieces, information on the mental scope of health, which is just as important as the physical and other aspects of health. Just a quick reminder before we get into today's podcast that the 2020 edition of Community Awareness is going on hiatus for a year while we navigate our way through this COVID-19 pandemic. Our COVID response update begins today with a wellness tip. Starting yesterday, May 4th, to Sunday, May 10th, is Mental Health Awareness Week. First marked in 1951, 2020 marks the 69th annual week. Mental Health Week helps to shift societal beliefs and perceptions about mental health. As a community, let's take this week especially to promote behaviors and attitudes that foster well-being, support good mental health, and create a culture of understanding and acceptance. This year, the theme is social connection and its importance for mental health. The campaign for this year calls us to use the hashtag get real about how we really feel. This year's campaign is based on the insight that people commonly ask one another how we are, but that is also common not to provide or expect a truthful answer. Many of us say we're fine, even when we don't really mean it. Fine keeps us at arm's length from real social connections with others. Every time we just go through the motions, we miss a chance to connect with others in a meaningful way. Even before there was COVID-19, loneliness and social isolation were already a major concern in our society. Research shows that social connection and social support are factors that protect and promote good mental health. Feeling socially connected means you feel close and connected to others, and you don't have to be in physical proximity to nurture a sense of closeness and connection. Social isolation and loneliness are bad for everyone's mental health. This Mental Health Week, let's say more than just, I'm fine. Let's have real conversations with our friends, neighbors, coworkers, and family about how we're really all doing. We're in this together. In these days of physical distancing, we are learning that we don't have to be physically close to feel close. We are together even when we are apart. Everyone needs emotional support at the best of times. It is precisely this time, during and in recovery from the pandemic, that we need to learn to lean on each other. Even if we can't be close physically with one another, we need to stay close emotionally. Phone calls, video calls, and other digital technologies offer excellent opportunities for connecting face-to-face, even when we can't be in the same room. Along with Mental Health Week, today is also International Day of the Midwife. We want to acknowledge all the midwives continuing to assist with probably the most sacred aspect of life, the birth of a new life. We want to say now a goa to all of the midwives bringing in their sacred bundles into our community. Now let's have a run through of our most recent numbers. As of this morning, we have had a total of 11 positive cases reported at Six Nations. 8 of those cases have resolved with 1 death. We currently have 2 active cases. To date, we have completed 424 tests and have received 338 negative results. We have 137 people in self-isolation as directed by Oswegan Public Health. We want to continue to acknowledge those who have identified symptoms and called into the assessment center. The more testing we do, the better we understand the impact of the virus on our community. Now, here are the statistics in surrounding communities. New Credit, 1 positive case. Haldimand Norfolk Public Health Unit reporting 196 positive cases, 54 resolved cases, and 30 deaths. Grant Public Health Unit reporting 99 positive cases, 71 resolved cases, and 3 deaths. Hamilton Public Health Unit reporting 458 cases, 287 resolved cases, and 21 deaths. Toronto Public Health reporting 6,278 positive cases, 4,022 resolved cases, and 449 deaths. While activities continue underway to think about reopening in some areas, we at Six Nations are asking everyone to remain on guard by monitoring ourselves and our loved ones for symptoms of COVID-19. We also need to remember that it can take anywhere from 1 to 14 days before any person starts showing symptoms. If you are experiencing one of the COVID-19 symptoms or any other new or unusual symptom, it is important that you call the Six Nations COVID-19 Assessment Center at 226-446-9909 or toll-free at 1-855-977-7737. The COVID-19 hotline is open 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Before we say onas till Wednesday, a few reminders. Number one, be sure to get your new checkpoint pass by Friday, May the 8th by contacting the hotline at 519-717-6639. The checkpoint hotline again is 519-717-6639. And starting yesterday, we have National Youth Week events. So watch Healthy 6NA and 6 Nations Matters for the details of activities all planned for safe social distancing events mixed with fun. And also, I want to remind people that yesterday was International Firefighters Day, and we want to thank them for all of their hard work for the community. I will be back tomorrow with updated statistics. And until then, 6 Nations, keep your good mind for all of our frontline workers. Please stay home for them. Please stay home for all of us. Stay well and stay safe. Nyawa. Yeah.